103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and
DZ. Wepa.
My friend is back. Yay, I'm not alone.
happy dance. Get that dance.
How are you, DZ? Welcome back to the show.
What up? Oh, it is so good to be back. Like, it feels magical.
Oh, everybody missed you.
You know what? I missed y'all.
I
missed you guys too, to be honest, man. It was it was an interesting time away. And every day, I mean, as much as I was involved and like kind of wrapped up in my family here with our newborn,
yeah,
I was thinking of y'all, my family too. And I just went, man, I got to get back there.
We would get texts and, you know, messages. How's DZ? How's the baby? And I'm like, he'll be back when he's back. So we have to talk about all of that next if they have missed any of the updates, okay?
Yep.
Because it's obviously, tell us something cool you did this weekend. But more importantly, welcome back, DZ!
Wepa!
And I'm going to change the name of my Facebook page. It's no longer going to be Allie Faith. It's going to be what? Baby Danny's page. He's the star of my Facebook page, if you saw the picture I posted last night. We'll talk to you next.
He's back.
I am.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Welcome back, DZ.
Cue the music.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man.
Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Oh, I see you've been working on your Spanish while I was away.
Just a little. I went on one date with a Latino guy. One date, and my Spanish is back.
That counts for a week's worth of DZ being gone.
He didn't speak in any Spanish, but it picked back up as soon as I looked in his eyes. Okay, DZ.
Allie made eye contact and said, Wepa.
Oh, it's back. Wepa. Hello. Buenos dias. So, DZ, I'm so happy you're back. I've missed you the past couple weeks. I know we had the Thanksgiving break. So I saw you yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, how was your Thanksgiving? Because I literally went to your house and I got to meet baby Danny yesterday. How's it going?
I mean, that's a loaded question.
Where do we start? I don't even know where to start today. Because I know people are going to want to call and talk to you. And we have lots to talk about.
Well, I say we start with just like backing everybody off. If they haven't known or heard or realized, we had our baby. We had our second born son, Danison Christopher. He was born on the 13th. Healthy, happy, mom's good, baby's good. We're home. We're settled in. Well, quote unquote, settled in. You don't know what that's like.
You guys look
with
good
the newborn.
When I saw you yesterday. You look like you, were you faking like you had it together yesterday when I came by?
1,000%.
You sure look like you knew what you had going on, boy. You look like naturals. Erin just was like doing her thing. You were doing your thing. You guys, I would never have thought you guys were panicked at all yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't say panic, but it's definitely one of those things where, like, with a newborn comes a new plethora of concerns. And the major difference right now for us is that everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like from our last pregnancy to this pregnancy, 100% of everything is new and experience. You know, we got baby butt rashes that we haven't had to deal with before. And we're like, oh my gosh, me baby.
You know what you said last night that I got a kick out of? I said, what was the biggest shock? And you said how big he was, right? That freaked you out.
Of course. You know, when we go from one baby being a tiny nugget, a literal tiny nugget, like 2 pounds nugget, and then the other one is a whole 8 pounds, almost 9 pounds. He was like a half ounce short of, being 9 pound baby, being a 9 pound baby.
And Sammy literally was in the NICU for months, came out 2 pounds. That is crazy when the differences in births that you've had now between your two sons. Crazy.
It is extremely wild. One was born on one spectrum, 2 pounds.
Yeah.
The other was born on the other spectrum, almost 9 pounds. Like, that is the most drastic difference when they held them up and I went, whose baby is that? That was where?
You
I was in the
know.
Room standing there.
Yep.
I was like, dude, where was she? The doctor, where was she hiding that thing? What was that baby at?
You couldn't believe how big baby Danny was. This happened when Hudson came out, not to one-up you, because your story's better, but Owen was bald, and I had C-sections with both. So when they took Hudson out, and I remember they lifted him up and moved him, and I went, Is that my baby? As if another baby would have been in the operating room. Like, I was so confused, DZ, why my baby had his full head of hair. Because it was just like you. Like, you're like, that's not my baby. Where's my
baby? That's not my
child. Like, did someone pull the wrong baby out of my belly?
Switch that birth immediately?
I couldn't process that it was my kid, right? And you've kind of had that feeling.
Well, yeah, because I with my wife, she had her C-section as well. So mm-hmm. when we're in the room, like, I'm on one side of the curtain with her, just kind of, you know, keeping her entertained. Yep. Talking it through. She really can't feel much of anything, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they're like, and we're pushing big pressure, Mom. And her face changed, and I went, oh, the baby's coming right now. So then I stood up and looked over the curtain and went, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. And you saw baby Danny.
I just saw it. Just baby Danny, how big he was, aww, how beautiful he was. The doctor, it made the doctor look smaller when she picked him up. I don't know how that happens. Like yeah, a grown woman looked smaller after she picked up my newborn child out of my
listen,
wife's incision.
Over to meet him last night and I was holding him, he didn't feel like a newborn. I was like, he just felt bigger. Like, I know what you're saying. Like, babies are getting bigger. Like, they're bigger.
He's hefty. And he's hefty, y'all. Like, and he perfect, wears his weight well. He's already leaving some newborn clothes. Like, we're thinking some of it got to be mismarked because we're like, bro, this is newborn, dude, and you're already flooding it, my guy.
He's a perfect. He is beautiful. He is chilled out. He didn't cry. He loved Aunt Allie when I picked him up.
You better not be jinxing none of this, dog. Knock on some wood. Hold on now.
You're right. Never mind.
Knock on wood.
Never mind. I'm not going to say anything else about the type of baby he is. I'm not. Okay, people are going to want to talk to you. Should we take some calls next now that you're
I'm
back?
Down. Okay. I'm down. I feel like I've been gone too long.
No, I mean, you were gone for 2 weeks, but half of it was Thanksgiving, so don't even worry. I mean, it's everybody's busy with their lives. We can finally talk about the holidays and Christmas. Had a great time at the Grafton Holiday Parade on Saturday.
It was so much fun. That was the first outing. That was the first time I actually popped out. That was amazing.
So we're going to talk to you guys next. DZ, I know you can see the text too. I don't know if you haven't pulled up, but Angie in Lake Geneva said, congrats, DZ, and welcome back.
Yeah, I can see him. Thank you, Angie. Appreciate you. Appreciate Bella too, you know.
Everybody's texting in. Oh, I didn't see Bella's, but I did say I was going to change the name of my Facebook page to Baby Danny now because he was the star last night. I know you guys put up some pictures. He's adorable. Congratulations.
Thank you. Honestly, you know, me and my wife don't want to sound conceited when we say this, but we feel like we make some cute kids, man.
You make beautiful kids, okay? I almost left with Sammy, who's two, by the way, last night. I almost said, you want to come with Auntie Ellie? Let's go. I would have returned him an hour later, but
we would have been meeting halfway for you to return him, exactly.
You know, he was fun till he destroyed my house, but he's coming back now.
I'll take the dogs instead. Thank you.
He's so cute. Sammy seemed like he was doing well adjusting. Let's go to the calls, though, and because we're going to talk more and more about your experience and the baby. Let's start with Ricky this morning, calling in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ricky.
Buenos dias.
Hey, Ricky. What's going on, man? Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. DZ is back. Did you want to tell us what you did this weekend, or did you want to talk about the baby? Everything's
talk
open.
Talk to us, man.
I know. Well, I put on my lights this weekend, even though I'm a little late.
You're not late. You weren't late putting up your lights. This was the weekend where it was finally allowed, Ricky. Are you kidding me?
Papa's late in his book because he was putting Christmas decorations up right before Thanksgiving, if you remember.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
So Papito's late in his book.
Exactly. Remember, I was like, Ray J, I did it first.
You said I'm like, Ray J, I did it first.
Ricky, come on.
I put up my lights, and DC, congratulations. Man, you are the man, brother.
Aww.
Gracias, Papa. Thank you, man.
We
Thank
love
you,
it.
Man. That means a lot.
It's good to hear from you, Ricky. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Hey, I know my wife's about to text me and be like, oh, so Ricky got his decorations and everything up, huh? Oh, okay.
She's going to kill you. She's
Way to go. Now I got to go get the box of decorations.
Listen, DZ, all yesterday, Owen kept going, shouldn't we put up the tree? I go, yep. And then I just sat there and didn't move. And I go, you want to go down and get it? Because I'm not going to get it. If you bring it up, we'll put it up. Did he ever leave? Nope.
So should, could, and would. There's
a difference. Welcome our girl Lisa in West Dallas. Lisa!
Good morning.
Good morning. DZ's back.
Welcome back, DZ. I missed you. Well, I listened to you guys while I was out of town for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We miss you. I miss you. I don't know. I ain't going to speak for Allie, but I missed you.
Of course I did. Sorry, there were a couple reruns mixed in the show. We had lives to live, okay? I was in Mexico. Oh, yeah. He had a baby. We were busy, okay? But we're back.
A little busy.
Well, DZ, you know, you have a huge excuse for not having them lights up. You had a baby, so don't let them lights bother you. You can put them up the week before Christmas and nobody will care. You got an excuse.
True that.
You hear that, Aaron? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Aaron, but, you know, just saying.
You know what's funny? You don't even have to say you hear that, Aaron. You just bang on the ceiling.
Right. She's literally above me right now.
He's literally in his basement.
I'm in the bunker, and the bunker's right below our bedroom.
Could you tell DZ's in his house? Or no, Lisa, did you know that?
No, you can't even tell.
Yes!
It's like there with you.
Damn, I love technology. Woo!
Well, then never mind. I am in the studio sitting right next to Allie. What are you talking about?
In fact, he's the pilot if you hear any problems. If anything goes wrong, it's all DZ, not me.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
Hey, Lisa, it's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
You too. We appreciate you.
Last but not least, you know who it is.
Good morning.
Woo!
Monday.
It's the man.
Oh, he's in a good mood today.
Yeah, what'd you do over the weekend that's got you so hyped?
Bro, I worked. I was working. I'm making that hustle now that I got that second business going.
Money makes you happy.
On the grind. Yep. I know that's right.
It just makes you where you don't have to look at the house so much because the wife's got all the holiday decorations up. As soon as the 22nd or whatever the day after Thanksgiving was, she's all like, get the tree, get the containers, get them upstairs. Let's go. Come on. 6 a.m. We're going to get this stuff done by 10 a.m. And I'm like, I'm out. Got to go to work.
Oh,
see ya. Peace out. Have fun.
He left the wifey. He said, Ashley, I quit. And he left all the decorations behind and went to work. Unbelievable.
Smart man. He said, I got to work. Oh, dang. Oops, can't do it.
She knows how I feel. I'm a humbug. You know me. I'm the Grinch who stole Christmas.
That's true.
And I'm stealing a tree and running out with it.
Okay, fine. So then just let me leave you with this question. Are your lights colored or white? Do we have color? I want to know.
On the outside? I got them permanent lights, so they're colored. Ashley does her own thing with them. She's got them on like a sequence thing, so they all these different things. Yep.
That's genius, because then you can leave them up year-round. You can use them as a nice little spotlight for the house if you ever just want to light the house up. Ryan dropping pro tips, because that's
how
what
do
I
they
want
live
to
together?
Permanent lights.
Do you hear this? He's like, she loves it and I hate it. I'm like, how do you guys live together? It's amazing.
Life's about balance and opposites attract.
No, I'm just kidding.
What? Separate bedrooms. Let's get back to one of my favorite features on the show. You ready to do What Would DZ Do Again?
Oh, I've been ready for this one.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You give your problems to DZ and most of the time he gives you good advice.
I'm going to just say, you said it nicer to me. I'm like, you give your problems to DZ and then that's another problem you got to deal with after.
Let's see how rusty you are after being gone. I bet your advice is just as awful. Did having a second baby make your advice better?
Let's find out. What's the problem?
Kay
wrote in and has a situation going down with her son, but it might not be what you think.
Okay.
Said, my son left his girlfriend of 8 years for a married woman.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pick the tea up. Okay, go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a sip of the tea, and then we're going to get into it, right?
What?
Kay said, I'm in a situation that I never thought I'd find myself in, and I could really use some help. My son, 30, recently cheated on his girlfriend of 8 years, who's 28, with a married woman who's 40, and left her for this woman. My son.
My God, what are you reading? My life? 10
my son
years
and
ago?
His
Jesus.
Ex-girlfriend, they were high school sweethearts planning a future together. Okay. However, about 4 months ago, everything changed. Mm-hmm. My son had gotten involved with a married woman who's almost 15 years older than him. Well, not really, if you do the math.
Whatever,
but okay.
Old enough that she's an old skank. I'm going to call her that.
So she said she was married to her husband for over 10 years. The married woman divorced her husband to be with my son. My son broke up with his long-term girlfriend and blocked her on everything. My husband and I, late 50s, were both shocked and heartbroken by his actions. We really loved his ex-girlfriend and feel terrible for her. When we expressed our concerns about his relationship with this older woman, he told us to mind our business and stay out of his life.
My hand is over my mouth. I'm in shock. I'm like, what? Or have that happen?
But the thing is, bro, listen, it gets worse. He's also been pushing the family to meet his new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
The other woman, if you will, and says it's causing quite the conflict within the family.
Duh.
They just want to get back to normal with their son, heal any tension.
No thanks.
But are saying any different perspectives would be greatly appreciated. K.
Ooh.
Wow. I got the ick right now, man. Ickity ick. Will you tell us what you think next, DZ? Because I got the ick.
It's got to be next because I ain't got the thought to think about it or the second to get my thoughts correct yet. I need a second.
I can't even process. I just want to scream out, no, you dummy. Like, I don't want to be done. Like, you're stupid. Like that. This is why
we should just all answer together on this one because I think we're all lost.
414-533-1037. DZ will give his advice. Her son left his girlfriend for a married woman who also left her husband.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Wow. I have no words. I have no words, DZ. So this...
yeah.
This guy left his girlfriend. He's 30 years old. He left his 28-year-old girlfriend for a woman at least 10 years older who was married, who's now left her husband. Mm-hmm. I got the ick. I got the ick. What's your advice? Who wrote in? The mom? Who wrote in?
The cherry on top is that the mother in her 50s is who wrote in about her son. Kay. Kay's the one struggling with this.
Your son sucks, like the Olivia Rodrigo song. Okay, I'll stop. DZ, what's your advice before we go to the callers?
All right, straight up. So I had a second to process and break this down a little bit. And unfortunately, I don't think Kay's going to like me today. Kay is thinking of the wrong stuff. Kay is sitting here envisioning her baby boy that she birthed and raised and made to be such a better human than that. And she, the audacity, his audaciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how horrible of a human being. Human beings make human mistakes, and this is unfortunately one of the gravest human mistakes that can be had. She is feeling this too greatly because she's feeling like she failed to some degree as a parent. And is going, I did not raise this son to do that.
I would feel that
him
way,
and his
too.
His girlfriend of 8 years.
You would, too.
Right. Yes, of course.
You'd be like, what the 1,000%. Hell? I would do that. I would freak out if my kids did this.
It would be an issue. And I would feel some type of way.
You can't control adults.
And he is an adult. My man is in his 30s, or at least 30. He's an adult. And you can't control those actions. Him and his girlfriend started dating. Well, ex-girlfriend now. Started dating in high school. Mm-hmm. High school sweethearts. How many of those relationships actually come to fruition long term?
You're like one of the only ones, DZ. You and I know one other couple that's lasted and who have been together for 100 years. You're the exception for sure.
In a lot of cases, yes, 100%. Yeah. And the mother is going, I really thought she was going to be my daughter-in-law. No. So mom is getting broke up with, too. She got to get up out of it. She's got to. The only one holding tension is her and her husband.
Let it go.
I hate to say it, mama. That's not your relationship. And she feels broken up with. She feels broken up with, too, in that scenario. And she's heartbroken. You got to get over that. That's your son. That's your blood. You got to hold him down regardless, don't you? Mm-hmm. You're not going to excommunicate him from the family and then bring the daughter in.
It doesn't make it less hurtful, but the fact that there's no kids makes it a little easier. Do you see what I mean? Because the mom doesn't have to support the girl. If there was a kid, she'd be having to, you know, be with the ex all the time as a whole, you know. So I get
that. Issue.
All right, let's go to Evan this morning in Hale's Corners, who has a theme song, but I'm the pilot and I don't have it ready. So, Evan, good morning.
Good morning. I ain't never scared.
All right, Evan.
So I walked inside the club.
Hey, you think I'm up?
DZ's
morning,
back.
Evan. What's the word?
We're so happy DZ's back, and what do you think about this debacle for What Would DZ Do?
No debacle here. Like DZ is right. DZ's correct. This man's 30. Where his mom shouldn't be wondering about who he's sleeping with, who he's been. I would be annoyed too if I was him. you know, you can make that mistake, but DZ's correct. You're going to hold your kid down no matter what, right? Like, you're not in love with this girl that he's breaking up with. And who knows, the new girl that he's with might be better than the one he's breaking up with. Oh, and you didn't know it. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like,
nah, not if she left her husband.
Ooh, hey, see, and that I get it. That's a problem. She left her husband. She had already made that commitment to somebody.
Yeah.
But who's to say? I'm agreeing with Evan. Who's to say this isn't the real, you know, soulmate love, the romance that she was missing?
Wait, it's like we've switched positions on the show. Oh my God!
The Evan effect.
This is
Evan effect. We got to get you off the phone, Evan.
Yeah,
bye.
No kidding. Especially because I want to hear what the women have to say, Evan.
Okay, Evan said, DZ's right. Appreciate you, man.
Bye.
Talk to you later, brother.
Vanessa in Muskego. Do you agree with the guys today, Vanessa?
You know what? This mama is going to hate me. She's going to hate my guts.
Well, say it.
She's going to have to support her son.
Same thing as her.
He is a grown adult. He is 30 years old. If he wants to be with this older woman, she's going to have to accept it. Something similar, not exactly the same, similar happened with me, but I was underage. So here's my story.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I was 15, and my now husband was 35 at the time.
Wait,
so,
hold on. Did you say you were 15 and he was 35?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
And she's also said husband, so they are still together.
Wait.
Yes.
Okay. When did it start?
It started back when, I don't know if you guys remember.
How old were you when the relationship started is what I'm asking.
She was 15.
And he was 35?
Yeah.
No.
He was 35.
No, that's pedophile stuff. I'm sorry. I cannot right now. I cannot support this on this radio station. He was 30. Where were your parents? I have so many questions.
If this was another country, let's be honest.
What hell?
Anywhere but America, dog.
I lived with my parents for a couple months. And then he was the one saying, you know what? I don't want to do this like this. I want to meet your parents. We didn't do anything like adultish. Until after, obviously.
Well, that's what you got to say, obviously, because it'd be illegal otherwise, and you don't want him in jail, right? Yeah, so, okay, this is icking me out. This whole segment today is wild, okay?
It's a wild scenario.
We're together now. We're married. We have two beautiful children, and it's great. We've been great together. He ended up being my father's best friend.
That's even more. This is getting more uncomfortable. You married your father's best friend. Okay, I'm Vanessa.
When love prevails, I'm trying
to be supportive, but this is getting wrong by the second.
Being my father's best friend.
They created their friendship later.
This is another What Would DZ Do for another day. Vanessa, thank you for calling. You have a great day, okay?
Hit us with the whole story,
I have no
Vanessa.
Words
Write
left
it
in my whole
Write
soul.
It in, Vanessa.
Have a great day, girlfriend. Tammy's in Sussex. Tammy, I'm trying to process all the information that's been handed to me on What Would DZ Do today, and I cannot. Good morning.
What would you do in this situation, Tammy, for helping Kay son out?
Well, I agree with everybody. Parents got to support their kid. They can't tell him who he can be with and who he can't be with. That's just wrong. He's an adult. It doesn't matter. And I think you're right, though. I think mom is grieving, too, because she was under the impression, this will be my daughter-in-law. I love her. They've been together since high school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you know what? It's the kid's decision. It's his decision. You know, he obviously has feelings for this other woman. And parents got to support it. Otherwise, guess what? He's going to leave his parents and they're never going to see him again. So if they don't want, you know, that relationship to end, they have to support him and move forward.
Yep. Well,
I mean, that's what happened to my husband and I. So I was the other woman and parents didn't like it. So
this is the wildest. What would DZ do ever? This is wildest. She's like, I was the other woman. This is getting crazy.
We were together in high school.
This is like Confessions.
Yep. My husband was with another girl, and she ended up getting pregnant, and his family wanted them to get married, and he was like, nope, mm-hmm. I love this other woman, and here we are 24 years later. We were 17.
When love prevails, baby. And y'all, something, hear me out. And I know this is going to sound crazy because it already is crazy, but you have to trust this child's intuition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You raised this kid to be in a quote unquote as upstanding as possible, even though he left his girlfriend of 8 years. But you got to trust his intuition to
He's 30.
Something about this woman versus the woman I'm with is setting them apart, and I gotta go this way.
But
you
got to
trust that, man. You got to trust that.
It might even be a life lesson. DZ, it might be a strong life lesson for him, too. Don't you think?
Like, yeah, this that's true.
We do stupid stuff, but that's what makes us better people. I hate to say it, but it's true, right? So maybe
we learn
this
from
will,
our mistakes.
Maybe this will be a life lesson for him, whatever happens with it all, you know? And he comes
At
out
the
with
very
neither.
Least, it can be a life lesson.
He's going to come out with neither of these women, by the way. Just saying. I'm calling it now.
As long as he keeps his parents, man. As long as he keeps his parents. But for Kay, I think we're all on the same page, which is a little surprising. Yep. You know, I'm not as rusty as I thought, Tammy.
Oh, he's back.
No.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, what's this?
Do you like the...
Wait, what's going on?
The Christmas music?
Ooh.
Hello. It is officially that time of year for Allie's favorite things, DZ. We've been doing this for a couple of years. Every day at 7:25, I get to tell everybody, and you especially, about my favorite things. And then people have the chance to win all of them for the week. So I get to call, we get to call our winner from last week. We'll call them today and notify them. Like, hey, you won all the prizes last week, but let's start with a Monday. My favorite things for Monday morning. Let's start with a $250 gift certificate to Camp Bow Wow. How about that, DZ?
That actually sounds nice.
You need some doggy daycare in your life? Because I do.
Some doggy daycare. You know, get all the kids out of the house for a little bit.
Do you know how much you spend on doggy daycare? Before Bella passed away, I spent a lot, right? So this is like a hot gift. And it's a great thing to give to somebody. So like if I won this, I would give it to you.
Ooh, that'd be a good gift.
Because
people like me have never done like boarding or doggy school like that. No, we've always left them with family or friends. So, and we've thought about it as just finding somewhere you're comfortable and a reputable place like that. Like, that's dope. And a $250 gift card.
Well,
okay.
It's good stuff. It gets your dog there overnight. And the cool thing is they have cameras. I could watch Bella all the time on camera. I could watch her sleeping. It was fantastic. So,
perfect. No, that's perfect.
Camp Bow Wow. And then also throwing in today for my favorite things, which you can win all of these right on the front page of our website, 1037kissfm.com. That's your chance to enter. My other favorite thing for this week is one from last week as well, Fresh Chef Milwaukee, giving you a $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee. They provide healthy food. They make it easy, single serving meals packed with protein, healthy carbs and vegetables. And we have a KISS code, 20% off your first purchase. Just enter the code KISS when you check out. If you don't win, my favorite things, DZ. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Take the guesswork out of the eating.
Yeah. There's two today, and then every day this week, we'll add another one on. At the end of the week, somebody wins all of these things.
Oh, so those are two separate things.
Yes. And then I'm going to keep adding prizes every single day this week, and on Friday, somebody wins them all. So like I said,
I thought it was a little bundle or something. No, this is... Ooh.
Yeah, and then we're going to call last week's winner, because they won three prizes from last week, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's really cool. Okay, now I'm following. Now I understand.
Okay, good.
Allie's favorite things, baby.
Boom. It's back. You're now a part of it with me. You don't get a car. You don't get a car, but you get a Camp Bow Wow gift certificate. All right, DZ, I'm glad you're back. We are going to do Am I the Jerk next. This one made us both cringe.
This one's tough, bro.
It's so awkward. Oh, God. We're back, baby. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, all I can say is when we got this email, it made DZ and I both uncomfortable.
And that's hard to do. We don't get uncomfortable easy.
Uh-uh. We are the king and queen of awkward.
I mean, honest, we own our awkward. That's what you got to do.
All right. Bear with me while I read this one on the air. I named her Regina George.
Not instigating at all.
Not at all. That's what I named her. Because she said, please change my name and don't judge before you read. That's how she started the email, everybody.
So naturally, we're going to judge before we even look at it.
So let's get your tea and get ready. Okay, let me just read it. She said, so, Allie and DZ, my best friend, who I live with, and I have always been bigger girls, whatever that means to her. That's what she said. She said, we're both very tall and broad. Over the last year, my friend and I were kind of mean girls, and we would make comments about other people, like, if I ever breathe like that because I'm so big, you better tell me. Or if my arms ever look like that, you better tell me. The list goes on. In the last couple months, I can really see her putting on weight. It's affecting how she moves, how she breathes. I'm genuinely concerned for her health. I've tried recommending us working out, eating healthier, never really getting a response. The last few weeks, I'm really seeing her struggle, but she's not acknowledging it or addressing it. People are going to say it's not my place, but she seriously told me to tell her if it got bad. I want her to be healthy and I care about her. And then she writes in this email, Allie, I've followed along with your weight loss journey and I'm so happy for you. Because of your past, if you were in her shoes, what would you want to hear? Huh, I don't want to get involved in this, DZ. And then she ended the email with, am I the jerk if I point it out when she has told me in the past to point it out if it ever got bad? Regina George.
Ooh,
is Regina the jerk? She literally titled it, am I the jerk if I tell my friend she's fat? That was the title of the email. I don't even know where to go.
Because this is not funny.
This is crazy, is what it is. And that's the audacity is what blows my mind.
I'm trying to read past the layers.
Okay, hold on. As somebody who lost a lot of weight, I do say I want accountability. I do say that, DZ. Like, please, I don't want you to be, you don't have to be mean though.
Right.
And you don't,
right.
There's ways about it. She's claiming that she did all the nice ways. And I'm like,
did you though?
Yeah, but then just if they didn't work, it's none of your business. Leave her alone, I would say. Why would you tell people to hold you accountable? And then,
see,
but you cannot, this is just not,
I know exactly what you're saying. And I'm going back on the fact that her and her friend had been quote unquote mean girls over the last year. So they should be able to handle that, right? Mean girls should be able to handle mean comments.
If you could dish them out,
you should receive them.
You know what?
And from a person that you love and appreciate and care for, that should be not okay, but it should be better received because you should understand what they actually mean contextually. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Though you might be mean on it, like, maybe they do need to hear that because they told you, if I ever get like that, if I ever...
Say, yeah.
If I ever start sounding like a baby, come on now, tell me.
If I'm ever the person I was making fun of... Tell me is essentially.
Tell me.
I love what you said because it's like, oh, you sure about that? You sure about that?
Exactly.
You sure about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. You know
sure
what I'm
about
saying?
Because, yeah.
You sure about that?
Sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
You sure about that?
You sure you want to know?
You sure about that?
I don't know. You sure? You want me to tell you? Because I'll tell you how I can tell you, but you ain't going to like how I'm going to tell you.
No, you're not. Absolutely not. Oof. Okay, 414-533-1037. While I do feel like I can speak on this because of my weight loss, I'm not going to. I have no interest in getting involved in Regina George's mess, okay? No, thank you. I got my own problems, okay? Let the listeners decide.
I'm still healing from my trauma. Y'all go ahead and handle this one.
I got 99 problems and weight loss isn't one at this moment. So hold on. 414-533-1037. You say not a jerk, DZ. Is that which way you're going?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards not the jerk because y'all had this conversation prior. Go ahead, do your thing. Let her know. If she can handle it, she will. If not, you're going to have a new best friend soon.
DZ said, be careful what you wish for.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this one's a doozy, as my grandma used to say.
A doozy, not a knee slapper, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
Today's comes from a girl who wanted her name changed, so we named her Regina George.
Naturally.
And she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her friend that her friend's getting fat, because her friend said, I always want to know. And now she says she feels like her friend's doing that, and she doesn't know what to do anymore.
I mean, she says she wants to know. She wants to know. Prove the theory. Prove it. And when she gets mad at you, you can tell her. Then don't tell me you want to know.
Fair. Stephanie is calling this morning in Cedarburg. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
DZ's back.
Yes. Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you. Happy to be here. You know what I'm saying?
This is a really awkward one, girl.
What
do you think? Is Regina a jerk for telling her friend she's getting fat?
Not a jerk. And the reason I've lost over 100 pounds in the last year and a half myself. Mm-hmm. So weight is such a touchy subject with us women.
Absolutely.
I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now when people are telling me I'm too skinny, I'm like, listen.
Right.
People used to do that to me too. And I would get so mad. I'd be like, can I just be left alone? Like I lose weight and now I'm too skinny. Now you got something else to say. It just shows people always want to say something negative. Always. You know,
somebody's always going to feel some type of way. Exactly.
But not about us. Go on. You're saying.
True. Okay. So between best friends, and I have a best friend who's a little heavier myself, and we had a pact too, and none of us said anything. And
I had the same pact, and nobody did it. Looky here, DZ.
I saw it in pictures, and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought we were going to discuss this when we got to a point, and we didn't. So I think she should bring it up, and it has to be very gentle and, you know, like, because it is an ugly subject. Mm-hmm. But if she's starting to breathe kind of funny, I mean, it's probably time then that she be told, we need to work on this.
Like, hey, you wanted us to tell you, so now we're telling you.
And size aside, y'all, and please tell me if you disagree, but if your breathing difficulty is getting worse, then maybe there's a health concern there. It's not even about your size. It's about the fact that listen, Ma, you not breathing normal. We went up two flights of stairs and you acting like you just ran a marathon. We need to fix this.
Right. We care about you, et cetera. But,
exactly.
You know,
this isn't about size. This is about, like, listen, and you want to know when you're feeling unhealthy, right?
Can I just say, though, I do feel like you know when you're gaining weight. Am I wrong? I mean, as someone who I'm well aware of what my body looks, I don't know. Maybe she's in denial. Maybe. But I feel like I'm saying she knows.
She knows.
Yeah. That's all
I'm saying. Let's be honest. People who are usually a little overweight, we all have our own struggles. Yeah. And she knows she's gaining weight.
It's like anything you do wrong. It's like when I show up late, you think I don't know I'm late?
Right.
when my pants are getting a little tight, you think I don't know they're getting a little tight? Of course I know that, right? It's a matter of do I want to face it or not.
But it's such a slow progression that's what happens. You notice it and then you're like, okay, well, I'll do something in a second. I'll do something soon. Well, I'm not going to do anything about it today. Yeah. And then the next day happens and the next day happens. It's a slow progression that you don't see until you go, what happened to me?
Yep.
Whoa.
But DZ,
you know what I'm saying? That's why you don't notice it even though you notice it.
You notice it, but at the end of the day, you don't care until you care. So people could tell you all day, you got to be ready yourself. That's why I'm saying. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's a huge point.
Stephanie, we could go on about weight loss forever. Let's not, girl.
I know.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
She says not the jerk. You too. Bye. She said not the jerk. Bye. Kicks it off.
All right. Cassie's in Sheboygan. Good morning, Cassie.
Hey, what's up?
So we got one not the jerk. Is Regina a jerk if she tells her friend she's getting fat? That was her question today.
Okay, they're both jerks, honestly. Like, I cannot believe that they would be like, yeah, we're self-proclaimed mean girls.
Right.
Like,
that's a real email we got.
What?
Mm-hmm. You're asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Women supporting women, like you said, she knows that she's gaining weight, and she might have said or agreed to this pact, but nobody wants to hear that, let's be honest.
You're right.
No, nobody wants to hear it. I agree with that, absolutely. And like I said, you'll do it when you're ready, not when somebody else tells you. As someone who lost weight, it doesn't matter. There was 1,000 times I could have tried to lose weight. It was when I was ready I did it. So
Just like smoking cigarettes. Or, stopping to drink alcohol. Like, you have to want it, and it's nobody else's business.
Now she's bringing up quitting drinking. Now we've gone too far. Nope, sorry.
Okay, Cassie. You're getting crazy now.
No, I gotta go.
For real, in any context, though, when you're looking to make a change for yourself, that's where it starts, with yourself. You can't have anybody say nothing or put nothing in your ear that's going to kick you into gear. Heard me?
That part. Yeah. We're like motivational speakers today, DZ. Look at us. Just look at us.
Look at us go. Yeah.
Cassie, thanks for calling. We are literally split down the middle now. Have a good day, girl.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Bye. Last but not least, he earned a theme song in the last few weeks. Welcome to the show, Dan and East Troy.
Good morning, DZ. Good morning, Ellie. Congrats, DZ.
Morning. Thank you, big dog. Appreciate you, man. I got a baby in hand right now.
Oh my God, I'm watching him. We're on like what are we on Google Meet or something? We're on some FaceTime thing, and I see DZ's holding baby Danny, and he's so cute. Oh, I want to touch his little cheeks. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I have two dudes on the phone who don't care right now. Okay,
We're derailed. Back on the rails.
Let's get back to the meat of the show. Is Regina a jerk for telling her friend she's fat?
No. Her friend asked her to tell her that, and even if it is a hard, touchy thing, she has asked for this advice to be given to her when she needs to be told it. Oof. Now, everyone's right. Yes, like, sir. We all notice ourselves. Even as guys, you know, if we're gaining weight, there's nobody that needs to say it. Like, man, I'm getting a little pudgy around the sides and stuff. But it feels condescending if you go somewhere to eat and, like, oh, you sure you want to eat that extra piece of pie? But girl, you know you're getting tight in those clothes. I mean, any which way you kind of put it, somebody's going to feel like you're looking over your shoulder, looking down at you.
Yeah.
There is no nice way to put it, is there?
Right. You just come from a place of concern saying, I am generally concerned not to lose you as my friend. I love you.
Very few people, you know, want to get involved in this debate at all. And to the people that texted in and said, it's karma because they talked about other people. And now she gained weight. That occurred to me, by the way. Because if you get cocky, you're asking for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what you mean.
DZ's holding a baby. I'm saying, like, it's kind of the same thing as making fun of someone who's overweight, right? Like these girls were doing openly in public. Like, they're asking for it. Like, it gets to a point where you have to stay humble, DZ. That's what I'm saying. If I walk around and I'm like, look at, if I walked around and I was like, look at how skinny I am, people would be like, screw her. Like, you know, you'd be like, almost have it coming because you're just obnoxious.
Whereas, you'd get annoyed with it. Yeah.
You'd be like, I hope you gain that back because you're annoying versus like, oh, I'm using this to motivate or be inspirational, the positive way to use weight loss, not the negative ways people get obsessed with their looks, right?
No, I hear what you're saying. So every pound,
I mean, deserves that kind of in a way to gain her weight back, but at the end of the day, for the other woman to be able to say, yeah, I should be able to tell you, she's asked for her to tell her that though.
Yeah,
true.
So it's like, well, you know what, if you can be mean to everybody else in the world and you think you need to tell your friend, I think you can suck it up and say, hey, you know what, you're gaining weight.
Yeah, be careful those what you wish for.
Every pound is karmic retribution for the people you talked bad on.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now your friend needs to lay it down in line and say, hey, guess what? You're the one gaining weight now. And it should be relatively easy because you can tell strangers on the street that they are, right?
Oh.
Yep. Look at that.
And
look at that.
You can get out the burn book and mark somebody's name off while you're at it, Regina George.
Get out of here, Doug.
All right. Thanks for calling Dan and East Troy. You have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Later, fam. So ooh, we worked that out.
We did. It's not the jerk, which
not
is...
the jerk.
Ooh, her friend asked, tell me if I'm gaining weight, and they did. Okay, so I know this is awkward transition, but you want a $100 gift card to Burger King?
What? Ain't nobody telling me that I'm gaining weight. Yes, I want $100 to Burger King.
Me too. I will eat a Whopper like it's going out of style. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Oh my gosh, he is adorable. He's beautiful. I'm staring at DZ on whatever we're on, FaceTime, Google Meet, and
We're virtual.
Yeah. You would never know it because of technology, but I'm in the studio. DZ's at home holding baby Danny.
Can y'all hear these baby hiccups right now?
Has he got the hiccups?
Yeah, listen.
We got to get to our winner in 1 second. Hold on, winner. Keep him
little
going.
Baby hiccups.
Oh my God. He's got the littlest hiccups. Oh my God, I got to hold him yesterday.
I know, I'm all distracted. No. I'm so sorry. Those are baby hiccups live on air. Listen, my son's first time on the radio was 2 weeks after being born. This man is on the grind already.
Superstar.
Danny, yes, sir.
Superstar. Oh, so beautiful. Okay, hold on. I forgot we have a winner on the phone. Shandy in Sheboygan. Good morning.
Good morning, Shandy.
Hi, you are our winner. You have a $100 gift card to Burger King. Have a Whopper on us and feel free to bring me one too, because boy, do I get down with a Whopper.
Sounds good.
And y'all, they got those chicken fries too. Ooh.
Those are good.
I always pull up and I get a Whopper, no bun, no ketchup, and then I eat it with my hands.
Get all messy.
Okay, Shandy, congrats. You're going to Burger King.
Thank you.
Anything you want to ask DZ since it's his first day technically fully back? Oh my God.
I know y'all heard that one.
Keep going.
I'm just going to ha-ha that one. No, Shandy, you know, it's been interesting. We're still getting adjusted. I will say my wife has been a soldier and beats me to the punch every time to where, like, when I'm realizing that the baby's awake, she's already got him out of the bassinet. So I'm like, oh, my bad. Okay, boss, you do your thing.
She did say to me last night when I was at their house, Shandy, I said, how's it going? Yeah. She's like, I'm like, DZ said the sleep was hard. She goes, well, I never woke him up with, I always let him sleep with the first one, not with this one. She goes, so now he's getting a real dose of a newborn.
Well, and I told her, like, because she did that willingly. I would tell her, wake me up. And she never did. You know, she's awesome like that, man. She really, she holds us down in all scenarios.
But
this time I was like,
it's
please.
It's good that you appreciate that, though, too.
I do. I really do. I genuinely do. Because we hold each other down in our own regards, man. But when
you do,
when it comes to sleep, I don't know what she does differently. You know what I'm saying? But she definitely has been waking me up this time. Listen to what I asked for and be careful what you wish for, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Be careful what you wish for. Dude, they should wish for that.
Shandy wished to be a winner this morning.
Yep. Congratulations. Sorry, I forgot about the Burger King because I'm so enamored with baby Danny on the screen
right now.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to put these on.
We'll post a picture. We'll post a picture. Yeah. We got you.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks for calling, Shandy. They'll be in touch
Thank
about
you.
Your Burger King girlfriend. Goodbye.
Sounds good. Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye.
All right. So, DZ.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, that's out of the way. Welcome back.
And okay. I got a baby in my arms.
This is amazing. Technology's amazing. Listen to him. He's still got the hiccups.
Little baby hiccups.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, he's got the hiccups right now. So cute. He's beautiful. He is beautiful. I mean, I cannot even with this baby. I mean, Sammy's a beautiful kid, but now you've got two beautiful ones. Seriously. How's Sammy doing with the baby?
And I know not. Well, good. Honestly, he went into big brother mode kind of quick. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's no less reckless. Like, let's not get it twisted. He's not a saint by any means. We're still very much so, hey, be careful. Soft around the baby, Sammy, please. But he went into big brother mode quick as far as recognizing that it's his brother, that he's now older, that he's going to help. Mm-hmm. He's stepped into the role amazingly. Like, you couldn't have asked for a better kid to have be as a big brother, man. And I know I'm biased, obviously.
Obviously.
But he has been doing his dang thing.
Dude, I love this stage because you're just sitting there holding baby Danny and he's just got little baby hiccups, just chilling. Bella texted in and said, DZ, the baby hiccups are melting me. Oh, you guys.
I wasn't sure if y'all could hear him, but he sounds like a little like squeaker toy.
You know what's funny? I worked from home after Owen was born and Hudson both for a little bit, I think. But I remember my breast pump was all you could hear. And be like, shh, shh, shh. And I'd be like, so in the Hollywood dirt, shh, 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 shh. And I was like, working mom, what do you want from me, people? I got a pump. Live it, deal with it. There's a boob out. There's a boob right here. Let me live, you know. So.
Listen, y'all don't got to worry about that with me. Ain't nothing shh, shh, over
You're not
here, okay?
Today?
Nope, not pumping today. Okay. I already pumped this morning.
Damn it, I miss you, DZ. I'm so glad you're back. Seriously.
Wepa, you know what I'm saying.
So good to have you back. We're going to talk to you more about all the baby stuff. We'll let people call in. We'll let them text in their questions later in the show. Because we have a...
I don't know if Danny's cool with that. I think y'all
heard
that, right?
Danny said no, thank you.
Yeah, I think he's good on that. Or did he say he's the one that's going to answer the questions? That's what he said. He's the one that's going to answer the questions, right,
you know,
Papa?
What? Who needs music?
Nobody. We got babies.
Oh, he looked like he was going to say something. And yeah, go ahead. Danny, how much are
Let
you loving
know.
The show? How much? Yeah, What else?
Talk to him. Yes, sir.
It
what
sucks.
Else?
What do you mean it
Put
sucks?
Him on.
Tell him how awesome it is.
Now say it in Spanish, papi.
Boom.
You see how he got louder? He's that was in Spanish.
He said, hold on, let me channel my Latino flavor. Hold on.
That was his wepa.
We're so happy for you. DZ's back, everybody. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Could it be any cuter over there, DZ, you holding your new baby? I cannot. He is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if it can get any cuter. That's a good question.
I am loving this show today. Can you just hold the baby every show?
Yeah, gladly.
Bring the baby here. Let me know. No, it's the cutest thing ever watching you hold baby Danny. Okay, let's talk about Thanksgiving because I know you were underwater with a newborn and a two-year-old.
Yeah.
Did you hear Tiffany Haddish got a DUI?
You know, I did hear some inklings about that, but wasn't it like super, super fast? Like, what's the story behind it? Because I heard that she was taken in, but then released like a second later.
Well, I don't know all of the details. All I know is that she proceeded to then go do stand-up and said her prayers were finally answered because she had been asking for a man in uniform to come for her.
Well, that's funny.
So she was supposed to perform on Friday night, okay?
And she
had already done a set the previous night, and that's when she got busted by the cops the next morning. So she must have been out all night, is all I know.
From what I understand, it happened at like 5:45 in the morning over in the Beverly Hills area, right? Like over there. And it was because there was a car just at a light stopped.
Was she passed out or something?
She had fallen asleep behind the wheel of an on vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Of a running car, which is, y'all know, an offense.
No way to let her out of this.
Are you kidding me?
Because she's asleep at the wheel. It's not like the cops could be like, oh, go. We'll take you home just quietly. No, everybody saw it.
People videoed. And it's not like she was sitting in the passenger seat. She was in the driver's seat, from my understanding.
Well, yeah, and she's still in her go-out clothes from the night before.
I know that ain't breakfast clothing right there.
No.
That ain't your brunch outfit.
Damn it, Tiffany. I know someone. Well, I shouldn't say I know them. It's a very good friend of a friend who got a DUI the next morning after drinking.
Really? The next morning?
Went to bed and got up and drove and was not in any state they should have been and got a DUI in the morning. Facts. Whoa. Like 7 a.m. Swear to God. And I don't know them directly, but it's a very good friend of a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, an acquaintance. You know what I'm saying? You know the person, but you don't know the person.
The morning stuff happens. I'm not saying she was clearly asleep.
Right. Right. But, oh, that's tough, man. But hey, making light of it is the best way, especially because in the realm that she's in as a comedian, everybody else is going to make fun of you. You might as well do
it first. That's the thing. As horrified as I get about, let's not joke about drunk driving, this isn't funny. But comedians, if they don't, they're done. They have to. It'd be weird if they didn't, even as inappropriate as it is.
It'd be like her going,
how tough are you?
Respect my privacy at this time. No, we will not, Tiffany Haddish. You didn't do this on purpose. No. We will not respect nothing.
Nope. And we'll keep you updated for sure. It has been the best show because, one, DZ's back. I'm so happy you're back.
Me too. I
had a great weekend. We did the Grafton Holiday Parade on Saturday, so I got to see you on Saturday.
It was so nice to have, you know, so many people be like, congratulations, we're happy to see you. The new baby looks great. Blah, blah, blah. It was amazing.
Shout out Grafton and Grafton Chamber of Commerce, who puts on that parade with like 120-some units. They were telling us it's one of the biggest parades in Wisconsin. I don't know if that's true, but that is a big parade for a city like Grafton. You know what I mean?
It was a lot of information, but big ups to Sarah, because when she drove us around, she put us on to a lot of information about the parade and about the area. I mean, she's homegrown and, you know what I'm saying, like local, and she does so many different things that we had the right one to put us on to all the information. Like, she gave us a lot of key pieces that were like, wow, we did not know that.
Well, while we were in the Grafton Parade on Saturday, everyone was shouting out things like you said, congratulations, DZ! Because nobody had seen you in public probably yet, you know? You've been on paternity leave, essentially, I like to call it, which you don't like it, but I don't care. That's what it is. You've been helping. You have a 2-year-old and a newborn. She needs your help. Nobody can do that alone. You have to have somebody with you supporting you. I don't care. If you're single like me, I had to have a family member with me. You have to have some help, you know?
Part of it is the fact that my wife can't pick up our 2-year-old yet. Mm-hmm. Like, she's on a very strict weight restriction, so she can't pick up anything more than the size of our newborn. Mm-hmm. So who's going to help, you know, get him up and out of the car seat? Who's going to help give him a bath? Who's going to move him around when he needs to be held? Who's going to pick him up?
Me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because not my wife. That's a health hazard for her. You know what I'm saying? Right. Not to say she's frail and fragile and incompetent. No. She could do all of those things. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that she's still healing. Her body can't do those things. She can. Her body shouldn't.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's good you're there to help. I get it. People don't know. We're going to let people call in and ask questions and talk to you, of course. But let's start at the top, because I've had you on when you were the past couple weeks here and there to get updates. But let's just start at the top. Mm-hmm. The baby was born Monday, November 13th.
Yes, Monday, November 13th, 11:33 a.m.
This is like in reality TV where they rewind, they go, and you go back 2 weeks, okay?
You're probably wondering how I got here.
So Allie booked a trip to Mexico. And Allie knew DZ had a scheduled C-section on Monday, November 13th. And Allie was not allowed to tell anyone this. So that's why I was truly the jerk for leaving. But then you had the baby on Monday morning. It was great. Yeah. How the birth went good.
Everything went as smooth and as tranquil as it could be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We got there on time. We got into the room. Shout out Dr. Peebles. You know, really a real one. When I say a real one, I mean she came in calm, cool, collected, which made us calm, cool, collected.
That's awesome.
In a scenario when anything could happen. Mm-hmm. And right, knock on wood, because it's always the best. The medical professionals know the best and can treat the best.
Yep.
But you always go, you never know, right? Mm-hmm. So as we sat there trying not to freak out, but also in excitement, mm-hmm. It happened in like a flash. In a matter of hours, yeah. We went from having one kid to having two kids. And when I say it was a quick experience, it was a quick experience. We were in there for maybe 15 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With like the baby being born, right? Yeah. Like 30 minutes altogether from when the moment my wife got into there, 15 minutes start to finish from when I got into there.
What's it like from the guy's perspective? Because obviously I've been on the female one where I'm tied down, about to have a C-section, right. And you know, they let the guy come in, but you're high as a kite by then, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and she was chilling. She was good. She said she couldn't feel anything from like her chest down basically at all. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah,
so that
can't.
Has to be a wild experience.
It's very bizarre to be awake for that,
As a guy, as a partner, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your job is just kind of like be there, maybe a little comic relief, or maybe that's what I felt because I'm a jokester. I like to mess around, and in high pressure, high stress situations, that's kind of my go-to. Like mm-hmm. I'll joke, right? And sometimes it's an insensitive joke, and I apologize, but I was just more or less just hanging out, you know, cracking a couple jokes, you know, talking to the medical staffs and professionals that were in the actual building or in the room, excuse me, because there's people that were standing, there's people that were hands on, there's people that were waiting, mm-hmm. you know, handing, like it's not Grey's Anatomy, but it isn't far off to where like you got people that are handing things, you got sterilizers, you got the ones making sure that all of the numbing things are going on, make sure vitals are monitored and properly taken care of. Like mm-hmm. it was a process mm-hmm. to where they had a rule of thumb. They said, if it's blue, don't touch it. I walked into the operating room. Everything was blue.
Oh, no. You're like, great. Now what? Thanks, doc.
Like, if it's blue, it's sanitized. Stay away from it. Oh. Everything was blue. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I can't touch nothing. I can't touch nothing. But
you're
start
like,
to finish,
just
man.
I'll be here with my hands down to my sides waiting for somebody to tell me what to do next.
And that's what I did. Yeah. I just held my phone in my hands and was ready to take pictures. I kept looking at my wife, you know, asking her if she was okay, cracking a couple jokes. Aww. And then when it came time for like to baby to be out, Aaron was like, no matter what happens, you follow the baby. Aww. You follow the baby. She gave me that direct and was like, I don't care what happens. You go with the baby no matter what. And I said, yes, ma'am. You got it. All right, Captain.
I just put up a picture of you and the baby on Facebook, the Kiss at 103.7 Kiss FM Facebook. There's also a reel on the 103.7 Kiss FM Instagram of you doing the show with little baby Danny Danison in your arms. The cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh. Ah!
It's interesting. I'll tell you that. It is really interesting.
Tanya in Kenosha said, your baby is so cute. Lisa said, welcome back, DZ. We missed you. Congrats on the baby. Lisa in West Allis. These are all on Facebook. People are telling you congrats. What?
Somebody just came on my neck in the text line too to say, thanks, DZ. Not everybody wants a baby.
Well, I mean, when you had the baby on right after Am I the Jerk and the baby was in the background going, I was like, oh, my ovaries are flapping. Here we go.
You and me both.
I am done having children, DZ. I'll be a stepmom, but I am done.
I heard you sneak that in. I mean, I'll be somebody's stepmama. What up?
We are done producing children at this point. Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Nice.
Welcome back, DZ. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back, yo. For real. I miss the fam.
We missed you. I missed you. The show's not the same without you. I can do it alone, but I don't like doing it alone. And that's a fact because it's more fun with you.
No one likes to do it alone.
Nobody. Sometimes. Depends on your partner. I said
if anybody
said.
Just tuned in, the context is
we're
wild.
We're talking about the show, people. Get your
goofies.
Brain out of the gutter. My
Jesus,
goodness.
Y'all.
All right. So Sarah texted in. She wants to know, what has been your favorite part of having the second baby Danison, who arrived on November 13th, everyone?
Ooh, Oh, that's a good question. My favorite part, honestly, my favorite part so far has been seeing some of the similarities and differences between Sammy, our firstborn, and Danny, our secondborn. Because one, the size comparison, you know, I talked about that. Our firstborn was born 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
Right? And you didn't take him home right away. He was in the NICU.
For 2 months.
And this was not that.
Not that at all. This was, we had a baby on the 13th, and I think on the 15th,
you
16th,
were gone.
We were home.
Do you remember?
And he was a big baby. He was 4 times the size of our firstborn. So that seeing their differences is crazy.
Huge. Do you remember the week before you had Danison, and I was like, you're going to take the baby home. You're like, what do you mean I'm going to take the baby home? I'm like, yeah. And you're like, what? Because your experiences were so different each time, you know?
Drastically. So one of my favorite things has been seeing those differences and then also seeing their differences. Mm-hmm. Like, do they got the same nose? Oh, whose chin is whose? You know, like, oh, I think we all got the same eye shape. Stuff like that. Like, little things where you're like, wow. There's one picture in particular that I've been holding on to, holding back from posting. Because it's the three of us in line. The three boys, if you will. Dad, son, and son.
Yep.
Man, it got me wanting to start a landscaping business called DZ and Sons just so I could do something with my boys, man.
There you go.
I'm talking about the lineage is strong.
You know what my ex-sister-in-law told me? I said what I said. My ex-sister-in-law, I'll never forget, told me, she's like, listen, this was when the babies were little and I was still married. She's like, you want them small and then, you know, your husband or partner is going to want them older. Like, you want the baby phase, and the men want them to grow up so they can go throw the ball with them and do things out, you know, like play sports. Like, the baby phase is harder for guys. It's just so boring. Whereas women are like, give me the baby. But you seem pretty paternal. Like, I think you're a pretty paternal guy.
I was going to say, like, I actually personally disagree because I love the baby. I know all those stuff, all that's going to come. I'm going to be the coach. I'm going to help out here. I'm going to be throwing the pigskin in the back. You know what I'm saying?
With you the are boys a good when, team when that player. Comes. That's true. I didn't even think about that. That translated home too, probably. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But as far as like me, like, I love these baby stages. I love the baby snuggles. I love the, like,
you do?
Just like the aroma. I love the
smell
aroma
of, the baby.
Of like a newborn.
You take a pamper.
The smell of a newborn.
You take the diaper
unmatched.
My sister would put up to her nose, go, I love the smell of a newborn baby. And an unused.
Okay,
an unused pamper. Not a used one, DZ.
Okay.
A brand new one.
I was going to say.
They have a smell. They have a baby smell.
You threw me up. I almost disagreed real quick. I was like, nah, ma, that ain't it.
Okay, wait. Tim in Milwaukee texted in, and he wants to know what the biggest change is that you've noticed going from one kid to two kids now.
Ooh. Oh, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to call me crazy, but I don't feel like I've noticed a big change.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't evolved into that yet. It's still so fresh and so new that we haven't had adjustments into any real big changes because we're still just kind of like at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not back into a quote unquote regular routine where, you know, I'm full at work, my wife's full at work, little Sammy's at daycare, and then now young Danny's also at daycare because when the time comes, we're all going to have to get back into the routine and then we're going to notice things. Right now, I don't think I can answer that because right now it's still like all geared on baby mode. It's all baby time. You feel me?
You're right. It's not normal. This is not the normal way things are going to go. There's time doesn't matter right now. Dates don't matter. This is the thing after you have a baby. None of that stuff matters. You have no clue what day it is or what time it is.
Exactly.
Right? Is that right? Yeah.
It's the in limbo stage to where all we're worried about is if he's good on his feedings, if he's good on his changing, and if we missed a doctor's appointment. Anything else is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Really. So right now, nothing has changed yet.
Okay, this is my final question because I don't think I've asked you this. When I was there last night meeting him, he was chill sleep the whole time. I was like, oh, Danison. Danison. I said, I wanted to know basically, is he ever cry? Because we heard him a little bit on the air this morning, but last night he didn't cry. Like, he seemed to be a good baby for the hour I was there, but that can be a trick.
Okay.
Do you trick me?
He's interesting.
Oh.
He's interesting because I feel like they're finessers, man. When people are around, he tends to be all chill, coy, like Sammy.
It was me.
And then it's just us.
And then he turns into the devil.
And then they get real active.
Parenting.
The second this man is hungry, oh, you gonna hear him.
Yeah.
You gonna hear him.
He's
the
hangry.
Second he gets hungry. But otherwise, mm-hmm. he really is just like an observant child right now. Not that he can see much or observe much. He ain't got much to observe.
He didn't open his eyes last night. And then when you had him this morning and I was looking at him over there, I could see him just staring at you with his eyes open. I was like, oh, he opened his
he's
eyes.
He's the most alert early mornings and late nights.
Oh,
which is
great. Great.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Lovely.
We love it. It's the best. That's exactly what we wanted in a newborn.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? Before we get to our Travis Scott tickets this morning, what's the most asked question? You have one that you've been asked a lot?
Yeah, so some people hit and said, how's Sammy adjusting to being a big brother?
Aww.
And honestly, you couldn't have asked for a better way for somebody to go into a big brother mode. He stepped into the role beautifully. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we did or what we said, how we prepped him for it, but it's like he just kind of got it. He really went into, oh, I'm the older one now. Oh, mm-hmm. I got a younger one.
Sammy and melts my heart. When I walked into your house and he just came up and put his arms up in the air, I was like, oh, I miss little kids wanting to hug me. My kids don't put their hands up in the air to pick them up anymore. Come here, Sammy. Auntie Allie's got you.
Well, with all due respect, your boys can pick you up nowadays. So
it's no joke. Literally, they pick me up. I sit on their lap.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's no joke
The roles are reversed now.
I'm glad Sammy's adjusting well. Because one of these days, you're going to leave the room. I will tell you this. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to keep it real on this show. There's going to be a day where you walk out of the room, the baby starts crying, and all you know is something got thrown at the baby from the two-year-old, and you're not sure what. That's the kind of stuff you deal with the two and the baby. They do eventually. It happens. It's normal. It's sibling. They're adjusting. They figure it out. He's not going to, he won't hurt his brother, I don't think, but it will happen.
We've been theorizing and really careful. We've been really conscious of that.
Yeah.
So when Sammy has something in his hands that's
throwable, you got to be careful. Yeah.
We're like, oh, we preface with, preface.
Yeah, preface.
Preface. Same
preface.
Thing. You know,
yeah, I know
we preface by saying, oh, soft around Danny.
Yeah.
So then it mentally goes, all right, hopefully he doesn't throw it.
Oh, right. And he will, but it'll be okay. Last
Fingers
question
crossed.
From the text line. How do I get my husband to have baby fever? DZ?
I'm going ahead and plead the fifth on that one. I'll
answer.
I
seduce him. Okay, now let's give away some Travis Scott tickets.
I second that. Just seduce him.
What I said. Put on a little cute outfit and go on your way, girl.
How do you get your husband to have baby fever? Get pregnant.
There you go.
And make it unavoidable.
I can't make him want to have a baby, but I can tell you how to get to that point.